With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am glad that you can be with us tonight, especially since we have Holly and Will Douglas on the line with us. I first found out about Will and Holly when Jack Ivey was in Tupelo, Mississippi in the hospital for his brother. He met Holly there in the hospital, and he quickly shared a message with me about Will's situation, and I immediately got in touch with Holly, told her that the Mark Wyatt Show would do whatever we could to try to help, and we have followed their journey since right at that time, right at that point that Jack Ivey told me about Holly, and she's been on the show before. But this time, the situation's a little different. Will is also on the line, and they are at Shepherd's in Atlanta, Georgia, and he is recovering in a good way. We're very proud of that. I know a lot of people have been praying. Welcome back to The Mark Wyatt Show, Will and Holly.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Glad to have you both. And Will, we were just talking about that can-do winning attitude. Just let listeners know about your dad and how you really took some of his personality as you're moving forward in this battle.
Well, my dad was, he fell off a mountain when I was like 11, maybe 12. He fell off the mountain with my middle brother. And my middle brother busted his head open. My dad saw some sharp rocks coming, so he took his leg and jammed it into the rocks. And he's the person I've always wanted to be like. He's always had this "I'm a winner" attitude.
That's what it takes to get through, doesn't it, Will?
That's right.
Yep, he's got that Douglas drive.
That's right. my dad has always had that, what they call the Douglas willpower, and I've took after him big time.
I love it. Yeah. And in October, Holly, we wouldn't have had any idea what would happen that tragic day, and then the day after, and the days that have followed. I know that you've been encouraged by people, but also it's a very difficult situation to find yourself in, and suddenly your world and Will's world is turned upside down.
Completely.
100%.
And you know, I've known people that have walked in the shoes of having a loved one that had a TBI. Matter of fact, one of the retired teachers at Hartsville, her daughter went through Shepherd's. And, you know, she's doing phenomenal now, but you never really know what it's like until you're in those shoes. I mean, you can hear somebody else's story and you can feel sympathetic and you can pray for them. But until you're really in the shoes, you never really know how upside down their world is. And brain injury patients, you know, they say that it's a it's an invisible disability, because as they get better, they look great, they look fine, they look like themselves, but the struggles on the brain, the functions of the brain is still there. And unless you're living with them or you're spending a lot of time with them each day, you don't still see how much they have to do to try to live a normal life.
And for those who are listening for the first time, Will was in Tuscumbia, Alabama, delivering packages when he was hit by a vehicle. And then that is what started this chain of events that led you to Tupelo, Mississippi, not knowing what was going to be next. And fortunately, being able to go to Shepherd's, where they work with traumatic brain injuries, as you mentioned, TBIs. And it sounds like the treatment at Shepherd's is going really well.
It has went very, very well. You know, in the beginning in Mississippi, the doctor was very straightforward, which I was thankful for. He said, you know, I can only do so much and the rest is up to God. With the severity of his brain injury, because it wasn't just a severe TBI, it was a DAI, which is a diffuse axonal injury, which is shearing of the brain. He was honest. He said, you know, most people don't wake up from this, and if they do, then they are in a vegetative state. But he could not give me an answer as to how Will would do, when he would wake up, if he would wake up. It wasn't actually until November the 30th, when we arrived here at Shepherd's, that Will actually did anything at all. And the thing that he did do, which was, he was yelling for his dad at the top of his lungs. After they began to go through certain stages of waking the brain up, one of the stages for some is that post-traumatic, I think it's called post-traumatic delusional or amnesia stage. Anyways, a lot of them will go through a stage of yelling. And he was yelling for his dad. Well, on November the 30th, when he started yelling for his dad, the first words that has ever come out of his mouth, that happened to be his dad's 1 year death anniversary. And so it was kind of bittersweet, you know, to hear that he was saying his dad's name as his first word on his dad's anniversary. A few days after that, they were working with Will and was trying to get him to put his own clothes on. He had not been in any clothes the whole time at Tupelo. He was in a hospital gown. And then they started trying to get him to move his arm, to brush his own teeth. All of those things that they do is to help wake the brain up. And so he's had to learn how to walk, talk, eat, use the bathroom, everything, read, everything all over again. It's like it's much like an infant. So it's been a long road. He's come a long way. He still has a ways to go, and that's okay, though. He is a walking, talking miracle.
Well, and speaking of that, Holly, you mentioned that the doctor in Tupelo said that it was up to God, and some people's faith tends to waver during the most difficult times, or it strengthens our faith during those difficult times. How has that been for you and Will?
It's definitely strengthened ours.
Yeah. And I can echo that. You know, God was never a question in my book. I've always said that I was a work in progress, and I knew I'd be a work in progress till the day I died. But I can tell you that I've definitely grown much closer to God. And I know that I know that day, asking day, that just means that it gives me more of an opportunity to continue to grow closer to Him. And so I created my worship my playlist, and there was nights that I would just listen to that and cry and call out his name and just pray. But, the whole time I was praying for my husband, I didn't stop there. I prayed for everybody else walking in my same shoes. We have met so many families. And some stories has progressed better than Will's, and some have been not as fortunate. And so we just have to remember that, God has a plan. And I'd like to say one thing. There was somebody in that waiting room that asked me the same question that I was asked by my husband years ago. And at the time, I didn't have an answer at that time. And it was, how does God let children starve and be beaten and stuff? And then it wasn't until this accident that it dawned on me that, God doesn't allow that. God doesn't give suffering and pain and stuff like that. What God does give is free will. And sometimes other people's choices, you happen to be in like a crossfire. So somebody else's choice that day was to not pay attention to the road. And my husband happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. So that was somebody else's free will. That wasn't God punishing anybody. And so that's the way I look at that is, that's my belief. And whenever you look at all the suffering in this world that children and stuff have to go through, that isn't God doing it. God does not do that. But God does give free will. And unfortunately, children tragedies, it's people being caught in the crossfires of somebody else's free will.
Right now, we're talking to Will and Holly Douglas at Shepherd's in Atlanta, Georgia, as Will is recovering after being hit in October as he was delivering packages in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Many of you have prayed for Will and Holly during this time, their family. I know that they have been an encouragement to me, as well as many of you, as Holly has shared the journey that her and Will have gone through. Now, recently, there was a request for days, sick days, to be given to Holly so that she could continue to be support for Will right there by his side. And we had people like James Spann and Jason Simpson and many others share from that point to thousands upon thousands. We're talking about 500,000 people that the post reached when the need went out for these sick days, and also to help their fundraiser, to help support them with some income, things that they need right now. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that special post that went out and the reception of it, because I know that there were a lot of people who had encouraging messages and prayers that were offered for Holly and Will. Folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind
mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
A little white house in the heart of town.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Stone. And let me tell you something. Love grows best in little houses, especially when you got the Mark White Show on.
Love grows best in houses just like this.
Drives into the city, works extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Daddy, welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be so with us today, because we have two very special people who have found a place in our hearts over the past months as we have watched Holly and Will Douglas. We have watched Will in his recovery. Holly has shared their journey. We've been encouraged. We've been inspired. We've been sad with them. We've been discouraged with them. We've been encouraged with them. And that's very important, that we look at other people, even people we don't know, and we try to help wherever we can. That's the whole point of the Mark White Show, is to see where we can make a difference and to do what's doable. Now, recently, Holly had a need, and the need was getting the sick days from state of Alabama employees to be able to stay with Will, to be there for him, to be his support. And James Spann and Jason Simpson, both meteorologists, had shared the post. And then from that point, it went to thousands and thousands of people. And a lot of people know who Will and Holly are now. They know what the need is. And I was very pleased, Holly, after I saw the reception of the post, as I started seeing it circulate. I was very glad to see the response.
I was, well, floored would be a better word for me. I think I sat with my mouth open going, what? I mean, it was amazing that it reached so many people. And, you know, obviously, the more people it was reaching, that means there's more people that was praying. So that's number one. But yes, the need was there. The days, I know that the payroll lady from Jasper, Shipman, I think is her last name. I've never talked to her before, but she reached out to me. And I can't tell you the people names that in her system that donated, but I know the last message I got from her, and she had said that she was able to get 44 days sent over to Brenda, which is my payroll person at Hartsville City Schools. I haven't gotten an update yet from Brenda. I know that they've been, you know, kind of like every school system, you know, trying to figure out what to do, and they have, you know, so many teachers out and, you know, all the COVID stuff. And so they've had, you know, days that they were just at home instead of in the office. And so I haven't gotten an update yet, but we're still really very hopeful that we're going to meet those days. And so that way I can stay with him as long as possible.
What was the magic number 74? What was the reason behind that? Is that a limit that you can get?
No, it's not. There's not a limit. The only limit that they set is that one person has a limit to donate 30 days. But as far as people donating, there's no limit. That number was to get me through the rest of this school year. to where I would not have to worry about going back to work until August. And even at this point, as I'm sitting here talking to you, I don't even know about August. They may say that Will still has to be supervised. The majority of severe brain injury patients have to have somebody with them for the first year after their accident, just for safety reasons.
Well, I know when I was talking to you, Holly, that when we talk about 44 days coming from Jasper, if I'm not mistaken, one individual gave you that 30-day limit. So of the 44, 30 came from one person. Is that right?
Yes, that is my understanding. Somebody was, I do believe they were retiring, and I don't know the exact details of it, but nonetheless, they had days that they were not going to be able to keep, and they wanted to bless somebody that truly needed the help, and that person chose us, and I, if I'm not mistaken, would have given more, but the 30-day limit was what he was able to do. So
that is incredible. Work. Incredible.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And you know, I could say thank you until I'm blue in the face, and it still would not even give a speck of sand compared to what I feel in my heart. So much gratitude. And I wish and I pray that everybody knows just how thankful that we really, really are, because, you know, God works through everybody. And I believe that whether you're just a praying person or whether you've been able to help financially or donate days, you know, that's God putting it on your heart. And I just can't say thank you enough.
Well, Will, buddy, you weren't aware of a lot that was happening for the first few months there. And now that you're aware of what people are doing to help your family during this time, how does that make you feel, Will?
He gets a little emotional. It's okay, baby. He's very thankful. He is.
I can't help but cry.
Yeah, he can't help but cry. He gets emotional about it because he gets overwhelmed. I think the words he told me before was that
I can't believe that many people care.
He can't believe that many people cares about him. You know, it's been a big eye opener, I think, to him that you can truly care about another person's situation and want to help them even if you don't know them.
Yes, it is remarkable. And I have witnessed this firsthand for so many families and people that had no earthly idea, just like you, Will. You did not realize how many people out there in the world care. And when we bring awareness to your situation and we highlight what's happening, you start to see those people come out of the woodwork. They're here and they're present, and you may not get to see them every day at Shepherd's. Obviously, you're not able to see the crowd of people who are here to support, but just know that they're out there, they're outside those walls, and they want to help you and Holly, and they have helped you and Holly. And I hope that what happens is one day you and Holly are in a situation where you're doing great, Holly's doing great, and you look at other people and you say, you know what, I remember a time when we were going through the same thing, and I want to make a difference in this person's life because I know exactly what they're going through. I know what the fight is. I know what the battle is, and I want to help them too.
I'm open for that as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That would be wonderful.
I would always like to pay it forward.
Always. We are pay it forward people. We don't tell people when we pay it forward. We just do it.
So, Holly, let's talk about, as we close out, again, the fundraiser and how people can support your family. I know that they need to go through the Alabama school system to be able to get these days if they want to give sick leave days to you. I still want people pouring them in because, as you mentioned, we don't know if we're talking about just to the end of summer or we're talking about as school starts for the new session in 2022 in August, September.
Correct. So anybody who works in a public Alabama school system with grades K through 12, and they have to be in the sick leave bank, they can call Brenda Bird at Hartsville City Schools and donate days. And if those days have already been met, then she will let them know that those days that needed for this year has already been met. And if that person still wants to donate days in case the days are needed for next year, for next school year, then they can just let her know, well, I still want to apply these in case she needs them for next school year. Obviously, there's a process that I will have to go through for the next school year for the board to approve for my catastrophic leave to continue. But that catastrophic leave has been approved already for the remainder of this school year. So I don't have to worry about, you know, like job protection.
Yes, and that is so important. And I know that there are a lot of people in the school system that have helped so far, and we want to make sure that they continue to be aware of the situation, because the biggest thing, Holly, is that it's so hard to get the word out sometimes, and I don't want people to be discouraged because they try to share a post and just a handful of people see it. One of the things sometimes can be the algorithms with Facebook, and it can hit just right one day and it may not the next, and it's not that people don't care. It's the fact that they're not able to see what you're trying to post.
Right, exactly. And I know that I know there's been a lot of people that have messaged me and said, you know, who do I need to contact? And I've let them know to contact Miss Brenda, and I just haven't got an update yet. I'm hoping to get an update this next week on those days.
I understand. And then as far as the GoFundMe goes, I know that when the post was shared recently, it was over $6,000, I believe, that the fundraiser increased, which was just terrific. I was glad to see that not only were people giving days, but they also were very giving when it came to their income and supporting you and Will.
Yes, and that has been another huge blessing. You know, until you're in the situation, you don't realize how much everything adds up. You know, stuff like he lost weight. He went from wearing an extra large down to a small medium because he lost so much weight. So then I had to buy clothes for the smaller size, and then I had to buy clothes as he's gained weight. I've had to buy shoes. He's, you know, got a rod in the leg, so he has two different size feet right now because of all the swelling. With us being on COVID lockdown, I've had to buy more than one pair of shoes because we weren't allowed to leave to return anything if it didn't fit. So Amazon has been a good friend of mine. But you know, obviously the hospital was feeding him. Well, for a long time he was peg feed, but now he's eating. He has no tubes. Everything's been removed, thank God. But you know, through this whole process since October the 23rd, none of my food has been covered by anybody but us and the people who have donated. And that's very expensive, especially when you're talking about buying, you know, hospital food. So, you know, things like that you don't stop to think about are things like, you know, the gap in the income that we, you know, that we were bringing in versus what we have now. You know, those are the things that pays our house payment or our car payment. And I mean, we only bought our house a little over a year ago, so we sure didn't want to lose it. And it just pained me to think that I would have to look at him and say, you know, we're going home, but we're not going home to our house. And because of people's generous donations, I have not had to worry about that. And now that he's awake enough, he has asked me nearly every day, are we okay? You know, is our bills going to get paid? And, you know, most men, they take pride in the fact that they're the providers of the family. And that's been a struggle for him. And I have to remind him that everything's going to be fine. And one day when the time is right, he will get back to work. But his focus is just to get well and get healthy. And that is his job right now.
I want to make sure that people know that they can go to GoFundMe.com and then search Help for Holly, H-O-L-L-Y, and Will, due to severe accident. That's Help for Holly and Will, due to severe accident. And Will, we're still in your corner, buddy, and we're supporting you all the way through the Mark White Show and all the different people who have helped and supported you and Holly through this journey. And we're here, so Holly knows how to reach me, and I hope that you're able to reach me one day too, Will, and ask for whatever you need, and just know that we're here to try to help however we can.
Well, thank you very much. It's been very much appreciated.
You're most welcome, buddy. And thank you, Holly, for allowing people to be part of your journey and sharing in such a way that lets them see into really your private life, because you're talking about Will's recovery. You're talking about your own experience that you're having during this time. And even though it is so private, there are a lot of people I know who have been through similar situations or in the future will. And I know that it will make a difference when they think about the attitude that you have taken through this journey, and you have been a very strong woman through this for your husband, and that's appreciated. And I know that if something happened to me or my wife, I would hope that we would offer the same support to our spouse. And so that's a great example for other people for you to see. And I know Will, when he married you, Holly, he had no earthly idea this day would come, but when you say those words in sickness and in health, and you actually mean it, and you're there, what a great example. And Will, you married a champion, buddy.
I agree.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And that's just it, you know, in sickness and in health, I made that promise to my husband, but I made that promise to my husband before God.
And she's been very good at keeping it.
When we're young, we have a lot of people we can choose from, and you just found the right one, Will. That's great. I'm happy for you.
I'm glad I found her too, because she could up and ran as much as anybody else, but she didn't. She stuck by my side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I couldn't ask for a better partner.
And I'll ditto that.
Well, we love both of you and continue to pray for Will and you, Holly, and wishing for all the best as you move forward. And we'll continue, obviously, to stay in touch and keep up with the journey. And I want listeners to know that I appreciate them stepping up for your family when you both needed that kind of support. And people have been simply amazing through the Mark White Show and beyond. There have been a lot of people that you've been connected with through the years, both of you, who have stepped up in a really big way. So we appreciate every single person for taking that step to help you during this time.
Thank you so much. And thank you for, you know, reaching out that night after you had spoke with Jack. And that's made a huge impact. And we can't say thank you enough.
No, we can't.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Holly and Will Douglas and Jack Ivey and all of the many people who have made a difference in the Douglas family during this time as Will continues to recover at Shepherd's in Atlanta, Georgia. If you're encouraged by the Mark White Show, please share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know what we're trying to do to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world, and follow the Mark White Show. That's where you see posts about Holly and Will and all the many others who we try to recognize through the show. So follow on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and then go over and subscribe to the Mark White Show. We have had a huge increase when it comes to podcast listeners, and I want you to be part of that. So simply subscribe, and you can use one of the platforms, Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, and Google Podcasts. So you just pick which one you like, subscribe to the Mark White Show, and I would appreciate that, and the Douglas family would appreciate that, and all the many people we're trying to help would appreciate it too, because that's how the story is going to get to you, and that's how you're going to be able to make a difference in their life. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
To live and love in my hometown.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you. I do.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.